It's my pleasure to be speaking to Brian Terry from Old Chelmsfordians. You're the groundsman here, Brian. Well-deserved groundsman of the year for 2015. Well done. So obviously having won that, you must be fairly proud.
Yes, I think it's quite an honour. And yes, we're very pleased with winning the award again.
Yeah, and how long have you been doing this job? It's obviously an awful lot of effort each year. And what is it that got you involved in the first place?
I retired early. So it was an ideal opportunity to put a few hours back into a club that I played football for, and I thoroughly enjoy it. So nothing better than sitting on a tractor and going up and down a football pitch.
There's a lot more to it than that, though, isn't there? There's more to being a groundsman than just doing the lines and mowing the grass. Is there any particular testing times you've had over the years?
With the weather that's been over the last couple of seasons, we've had some problems with two of our goal mouths, which are down by the river. So we had to dig them out and put some new drains in last year. And we're really waiting for this season, this coming season, to see how good that's proven. Last year we had to put off a couple of games, but there was some really bad weather anyhow, so I think they'd have been off even if we hadn't have done the same with the goal mouths. But we're hoping that what we've done is going to cure it, so get our fingers crossed.
Yeah, and the last couple of years have been dreadful winters, haven't they? Must be so testing for you to each weekend look out the window and see what you're up against. Is it quite a lot of pressure for you?
I wouldn't call it pressure. I mean, I think the way it works is that we look at the weather forecast, we look at the pitch, and having played, and we've got some referees that help up here as well on a Friday, and I usually ask their opinion about what it's looking like and if it rained overnight, what they think. So, no, at the end of the day, you have to make a decision, and you know, rightly or wrongly, you call it on or you call it off, and sometimes you get it right and sometimes you get horribly wrong. But normally the pitch recovers pretty well afterwards. You just have to put a bit more work into it if it just gets a bit torn up.
Yeah. And what do you think it is that makes this such a good area to manage?
I think the weather is pretty kind to us here. I mean, we do obviously get rain and we do get our wet days, but in the main, this particular bit of land is fairly level, does drain away towards the river. You know, I think that's probably why we put off a lot less games. It proves its worth in not just that you can play every week, but it the standard of pitch is, you know, is pretty good.
Is it more than just a one-man job? I mean, do you have a team of people that help you out occasionally?
There's probably two of us that spend a few hours a week basically making sure that divots are put back, and we've got a machine that rolls it, and it's got a roller, it's got some spikes in the back, and it's got a brush. So we try and make it look as good as we possibly can, and we try and do that job on a Friday so it looks good for the Saturday and Sunday. So that, yeah, there's a fair number of hours put in, and there's with the odd games during midweek, you know, we're probably marking out at least twice a week just to keep the white lines, because we still use chalk. We don't use the white liners that they use in some of these pitches, and that's mainly because of the cricket. We don't really want a permanent white line somewhere.
Obviously it's nice to sit here on a bench with the sun beating down on us, a bit of shade as well, but in the winter it's a lot colder, a lot more rain. Why do you do what you do?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure I could answer, actually. I think it's just I played football quite a bit, and in my own way I do quite enjoy being out in the fresh air. I am fortunate to be retired. I've got a bit of spare time on my hands, and if I'm not doing that, I'll be doing something else. So it's really fresh air, and it helps keep you fit, tests your brain a little bit sometimes when you've got to mark it out from scratch. And I think I just enjoy it. Saves doing my own garden.